We need to put up the call.
For Dan.
Can you keep it up? Can you keep it up?
For Dan.
I'll beat.
For Dan. For Dan.
Yeah, it just sounds like random tap dancing.
For Dan.
Keep going. Pretty impressive.
Sounds like a hotel room I was in.
What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
Maybe like a woodpecker?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
That's the sound. Hello, Gord.
Hello, Invasion.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
It's great. Greedy, greedy, great, great.
I know. Greedy, greedy, great,
hey, let's see those. I heard this, and this is the subject I want to talk about. Oh, look
at
that.
New spectacles.
Nice.
New spectacles right here.
Those are fancy.
I know.
Those are good looking.
Very sleek. They fit your face quite well.
Thank you. You know, it's really weird because I mentioned this at the top of Muse in the News. The lead story was that I got new glasses.
I was listening in the shower.
And so I go into the place and, you know, you're trying to pick out the frames. And they had a woman there to help me. It was all tatted up, nose rings and stuff.
Oh, nice.
But she knew her stuff. I don't know why I said but. She knew her stuff. I don't know.
So you know,
if you
stuff
have nose
say,
rings, you can't know about glasses.
Those look good on you. Has there ever been anyone that will help you out? They'll say, nah, that's not for you.
She did.
Did
yes,
she really?
Yes. And it was, you know, it's refreshing when you have someone who just will just state their opinion.
Honestly.
Yeah. And it was very strange because there would be things that I would like. You know, I would say, oh, I like these and everything. And I'd put them on. She'd immediately go, no, that's wrong. And then
really,
yeah, and she would go through and she'd pick out the ones that she felt would
was she
compliment.
Pushing you more expensive, the ones she said weren't good, were they of a lesser value?
No, well, it was all over the map. There were some that she liked that were inexpensive and some that were expensive.
Right. Why
but,
is that?
But
oh,
yeah, I guess it you know, there is a whole aesthetic science to what would look good on people's particular faces, and that's the thing you'll learn in life, because there's a lot of times you're like, oh, I love outfits like that, and someone's wearing something, and then you go and try it on, and it's like, this is the worst look ever.
Well, yeah. it's
but in your
fit.
Mind, you want to look like that
no,
other
it,
person.
Yeah, it's fit. If sometimes it just doesn't lay right on you like it does someone else, and glasses are the same way, but I've been wearing glasses since I was 5 years old. I did have the surgery to where I didn't have to wear them for a while, but now I'm back.
Yeah, I did too.
But it's the most nerve-wracking, chaotic scene to try to pick out your glasses, your frames. Because
yeah,
you feel the most self-conscious about it. And that's the one thing, you know, you're growing up, your parents would tell you, those are the shoes you're getting. So try them on. If they fit, that's what you're getting. Those are the pants you're wearing. Try them on. That's what you're getting. But with glasses, my mom would always let us pick.
Really?
She would never, ever say anything. And I would panic every time I would pick out frames and usually pick out the ones that are, you know, make me look like the fly or something. Like just huge, huge frames. And her fallback was, you picked them.
That's
like,
right.
You can't. I don't like these, Mom. You
I had
picked
to get
them.
Plastic ones when because I've been wearing glasses since I was in fourth grade. And I wear contacts now and glasses when I'm at the house. But when we were growing up, because at least once a year, I would step on my own glasses, or I would take them off and forget where they were and knock them. Somehow, I would break my glasses once a year, so I couldn't get anything but plastic frames for who knows how long.
When I first got the job at the radio station, I'd broken my glasses, and the only thing I had were the prescription shades that were so huge. And those
you had to wear them around everywhere.
They never looked good. I had to wear them for my interview. And the first thing
you're
I did
sunglasses.
Was I had to apologize.
It's like Marvin Gaye.
Were you a big dog?
It's the only frames that I had. I couldn't find the other ones. Oh, they were broken. I can't remember. Yeah, I was definitely hard
on
glasses.
I'm curious. So why not with contacts? Because I did not wear contacts until I was in my late 20s. And I wanted to be able to, I got into more working out and fitness and stuff. And when that happened, it's very difficult, I thought, to be active with a pair of glasses or to swim and not be able to really see where I was going, even mm-hmm. with goggles on. So I forced myself to make the switch to contacts because of that. So I'm curious why you guys go glasses and not contacts.
I've never put a contact in my eye.
And you work out. Does it not drive you crazy with your glasses?
I just take them off.
And that doesn't give you a headache? Like, you can see okay?
I don't have to see far away if I'm working out.
Man, if I don't have contacts or my glasses on and I go for 10 minutes, I'll get a... Because I couldn't read that sign right there that says the ticket on it.
You're very nearsighted.
Yeah, and I would get I'd get a bad headache if I... Because everything's so out of focus.
Yeah. I have contacts. I just rarely wear them. I wear them at events. You know, I have the disposable, whatever yeah. it is, dailies, as they call them, that you can wear. But I started off, when I got my first pair of contacts many years ago, they were the hard contacts.
Oh, no.
So.
Not a chance.
I know.
Yeah, they're
kind of uncomfortable.
I can't even get my finger close to my eye without... So there's no way I could put a contact in it.
It's gross taking them in and out because you got to pinch your eyeball, basically.
Yeah, my wife would just, mm-hmm. like it's nothing.
It took me a long time. I mean, when you grow up not having any concept of contact, the first couple of times, I mean, I remember being at the eye doctor and I'm like, I'm on. She's like, oh, you're not even close. I'm like, I can, but it's right here. She goes, you got to keep going.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it would take me like 45 minutes to get in contacts.
Yeah, it takes, it's ridiculous. When I first started doing it, yeah.
I would faint if I had to attempt to put one on right now. Couldn't do it.
When you were at the eye doctor yesterday, I'm assuming you had your eye test and all that. You go through that where you have to read the lettering and everything?
Yeah. They have, it was actually a couple weeks ago. My glasses just came in, so I went and got them yesterday. But yeah, and they have pretty high tech machines now when you get your eyes examined. You know, you just kind of look into a thing and it can tell you what your prescription is immediately.
I panic on those also.
With the puff of air. Where
they tell
eyeball.
Me, okay, which one is better? One or two?
Can I see them again? See them again?
Two!
One or two?
Wait a minute, go back!
Go back.
Number one!
Because I'm trying to
you don't want
to
screw it up.
And then I'm squinting when I'm looking through it, and that's not the way you're supposed to do it because it'll affect the prescription. And I feel like, and every time I get a pair and they'll put them on, is everything fine? And I probably wouldn't be able to see anything. And I'll go, yep, perfect.
That's so crap. I went 2 weeks ago for my annual exam because I needed new contacts. And without contacts, I really can't see. I have to have something. And they go, what line can you read? I said, none.
None of them. Right.
And they're like, well, can you try? I was like,
I think I did myself a disservice. For many years, I would study up and learn all the eye charts beforehand. And then I realized I was working against my own interest.
I hate that. No, the problem is,
which number chart is that?
I tried to do that, too, because I don't want my eyes to be as bad as they are. Like, a couple of weeks ago, they're like, what line can you read? And I was like, well, there's no way you put two O's on the same line, so I'm assuming that's a C or a D, but it looks like an O to me.
What are you? Do you know your prescription?
No, not off the top of my head. I know my contacts are like minus 2.5 or 2.25 or whatever, but I don't know my glasses prescription.
You know, when I remember before I got the eye surgery thing, 20 years ago or whenever that was, I was like -7 in one eye and -8 in another.
God.
I was so nearsighted.
I was pretty bad myself.
Yeah.
But I think out of all the doctor's visits, whether it's dentist, doctor, you get in a physical, eye doctor, I am the most uncomfortable at the eye doctor.
Why?
I don't know. And it feels like that's the one where I should be most chill. But it's just something about all the decisions I have to make. Which one's better, one or two?
My eye doctor's kind of hot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's really hot.
And I had the dentist. That's...
So I'm always trying to...
Up in your mouth?
I'm always trying to really ace my exam. Nice. And then when she starts talking about, you may need readers. No, I don't need that. I just, what are you talking about? I mean...
The last visit
awesome.
To the eye doctor, I think it was last year, they mentioned something about bifocals, and I said... Not a chance. Way too young for that. Why am I so vain?
I don't know.
If I really need it and it's going to help.
And your eye doctor's not even hot like mine.
No. Why wouldn't I just do it?
They try to
make life better.
I was 7 years overdue to go to the eye doctor because I was trying to lose weight to go to the visit.
because of the the same one really, from
really,
back in
It's really hot.
You're like, wow, you're still there.
Yeah, I said, why are you showering?
I just want to really get in shape before. I want her superimposed on Nancy Pelosi's face.
Okay. The heck, Gordon, that's really weird.
So when I got these glasses, I had a real Sophie's Choice thing because that's actually an incorrect use of Sophie's Choice. But I had these that I chose, and then there were some other more funky kind of bold statement kind of glasses. So it was between the kind of minimizing the fact that I'm wearing glasses. These are just regular
glasses.
Those
are quite Malcolm X-ish that you have right there.
Yes, I wanted to get these by any means necessary, and so I went ahead and got them. But yeah, so I decided against the funky kind of retro, I don't know. Something about them seemed a little try hard to me, but it was between those and the inoffensive ones, and I went with the inoffensive ones. And I kind of think I wimped out a little bit.
Do you have the prescription sunglasses with you?
They're in the car.
Okay. Because I just think they never...
I went with traditional Ray-Ban.
But they never, looking, ever look attractive
like
to me.
Style.
That's why I want to see them.
Well, I mean, they look better than the ones I was using. I was using the... it's like a rolled up thing that you get after they dilate your eyes. It's the ones that you just
kind of Ray Charles.
Yeah, it's almost like a slap bracelet, but it's for your eyes. You just put it behind your glasses.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a really bad look. Ray Charles always had good looking sunglasses, I thought.
Yeah, they were.
I would really like to go. I've always wanted to pull the trigger to do. This is kind of a bad way of wording it. When you see the person I'm mentioning, but I always wanted to pull the trigger on John Lennon style glasses.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm offended.
The little round ones. I think that's kind of a cool look.
But I think they wouldn't look good with prescription lenses. That's my whole point.
Well, he was wearing prescription lenses.
Yeah, and you wouldn't
they
be
were,
able to
okay,
see
I
as
don't know.
Much.
I don't know.
I'm talking about John Lennon's regular non-sunglasses glasses.
Oh.
The little round gold.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of spikely-ish.
It doesn't cover enough of your
eye. Yeah, but I think that I would look stupid with it. You know,
no.
That's the thing. It's like I was like picking those out, and she was going, "No, you got too fat a face for that." I'm sorry. Okay, I'll put these back.
Is she said that?
No, she didn't say that.
I was about
that,
to say, while you're
her pouring, body language said
you're
that.
You're pouring a nice cabernet.
Cabaret.
God, where do you go to the eye doctor?
Oh, Gordon's trying to wine and dine his eye doctor.
You've had basically the same style glasses since I've known you, right? They've always looked kind of like that.
For the last maybe 5-6 years, this is the Ricky Smiley brand. And I really like those.
Do you go every year and get a new prescription and a new pair of glasses?
My eyes are so bad, yes. And it's about time for
they
me
keep
to go
slipping.
Back.
Do you keep the same frames or do you update?
No.
So you get
no,
a whole
because
totally
my,
new pair.
Yeah.
Because you could just swap out
yeah,
the
you can just get
lens.
New lenses.
Nah, that defeats the purpose.
See, I do that. I don't. I found a pair of glasses I like. I'll probably. I don't know that
you gotta
I'll
switch
ever
it up a bit.
I just.
They may be the same style, but they're always different colors. And I always get two. I go to the place where you get two for a certain price.
Oh, yeah.
So these
I think I go there
darker
too,
ones, and then I have a gray one. And I can switch it out and coordinate it with my outfit.
Well, that's cool. I have blue.
If
frames.
I wear gray, you'll see the gray frames that I have. Or some form of gray. And then the other, otherwise, these are the, those are the more formal frames.
What
these
about,
are the more huh. informal.
I also, they also asked me whether I wanted to get tinted lenses, like not as in sunglasses
right.
lenses, but like how Bono always wears those ridiculous orange glasses.
Mm.
You can
it
have,
seems like John Wiley used to wear some kind of colored lenses too.
Did his?
I don't know why. Those are the two guys that I know that wear tinted lenses.
For some reason, at first I thought it was cool to go outside and have them tinted and then come back the transition.
Yeah, the automatically magically change.
But then I thought about it and thought, no, that's kind of weak.
Why? It seems so magical to me.
It does.
Like, how do you know what to get on your lens? Like, what did you end up getting? Because they'll do anti-glare, anti-scratch.
Oh,
the
they upsold
there's
me
some
on
sort
everything.
Of blue light blocking thing.
I know. I paid for everything.
God.
I'm telling you, I got really ripped off.
Do you
off.
Do that, too?
Not
you,
the
you
whole
can,
entire package,
You can
no.
get, like, 6 or 7 different things with your lens.
I try my best to get the anti-scratch because I'm so bad on them.
But I tried.
Other than
well.
That,
every anti-scratch I've ever had gets totally scratched.
And I tried an anti-glare.
Well,
don't
put the key on them and start seeing if
I
it works.
I don't key my glasses.
Why would you get a key on your eyeball?
Because Gordon would what? Say, "Hey, you know what? I wonder if these will work." and no. you'll start scratching.
No, I scratch up my glasses, and then I go in, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay, I had the anti-scratch, and these got scratched, and I'm sorry that we don't cover if they get scratched while you're wearing them.
Yeah.
There's always some workaround.
Always.
See, those ones that Anderson Cooper is wearing, those look good.
Let's see, Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, when these
America's gay granddad.
On one of the TVs. See,
he's always been a.
Those are
a
like
good
a blue. Those are shades.
I like
those. Those look just like mine. Yeah.
Those are very similar spectacles.
I think his are more
granddad.
Blue.
I could see that.
That'd be nice.
What about the Paul Feinbaum? Isn't that Feinbaum?
What, look at that. Okay, what about her down there? Since we're looking at TVs, that's Joy Behar. She's like 80.
Okay,
Paul Feinbaum. What about looks her? Like a worm for 80? With glasses.
Yeah, she looks great for 80.
Uh huh.
Remember the Dewey Decimal System worm? I always thought Paul Feinbaum looks like
Dewey.
That.
What are we talking about
I can
now?
See that. Top right.
The Dewey Decimal Worm back in the day.
Who's Paul Feinbaum?
The guy on the right. On the right.
The non-Charles Krautheimer.
Huh.
Yeah, there
well,
you
that's
go.
Great radio. Looking
yeah,
at television.
Yeah, let's stop watching television. But I got new glasses so I can see things, and there is nothing more magical. This has happened to me in fifth grade.
That's true.
When I first got glasses in
awesome.
Fifth grade, and I walked outside, and I go, and I saw individual blades of grass. I had not seen that.
So different than my experience. Somebody just punched me right in the face and goes, "Oh, four eyes now, huh?"
Oh, really?
I was like, "Oh, that was cool."
Well, yeah. Do that to Gordon.
No,
I like Gordon.
These are way too expensive. These glasses cost more than my laptop, I think.
No way.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No way. I'm telling you, man. I think I got ripped off. I told you they did the 2-for-1 deal.
I know, but that's efficient. That's not
she's
laptop
like, if you want to get prescription sunglasses, you
she's
can get
like,
that
no.
as well.
But my problem
for
is...
For how much? Oh, I'm about 100 extra. I said, well, what
Ralph
about the
Lauren.
Lenses?
I will take them off and sit them down anywhere. And then all of a sudden, where are my glasses?
Mm-hmm.
Where, and I have
you
to,
need the librarian chain.
I really do
around your neck.
I do, but that's going to show my age.
Are they ever
and
just outside
like that.
Of like your near eyesight and you can't like they're there,
They've
but
been
you can't
on my
really
head
see them?
And I couldn't find them.
You remember Fred Sanford's glasses?
He
had the
drawer.
He just looked at
all the readers.
One.
I love it. I love that. I want that. All right, hit the signal.
Yeah!
Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you, Invasion.
It's 10:30.